Defender Radio is on now.
Defender Radio, the best Nintendo podcast on the English-speaking internet. This is episode 323. I'm your host, Lewis Pugh, and joining me tonight we have Harrison Milfield.
Hello, everybody!
And Colin Grompton.
Hi.
On tonight's show, we have two main segments for you. We're going to start off with a very big Nintendo news segment.
Big. Very big.
Yes.
Huge.
Gigantic proportions. And we're then going to tail off talking about the Super Smash Bros. Leaks, which came out this week. And we're going to save them to the end of the show. So if you have been fortunate enough to avoid them, we'll give you a spoiler warning. And so you can end the show at that point to remain spoiler-free for some time, at least.
Or be like me, who posts the initial leaked photo from NeoJaff, and then I get some angry responses from people. Not for the leaks, but for the language at the bottom left. I mean, I understand the guy's concerned. I understand it. I should have cropped that out, but I'm just like, it's... I mean, apologies if I'm making fun of you. I'm not. It's just, that was a bad thing on my part. I should have just said, I don't know, put a misnomer, put like Ridley on there or something like that, and be like, oh wow, Ridley's in Smash in this leak.
So, yeah, there's lots of exciting things ahead, and even the spoilers which have come out, they may not be the final unlocked roster. Although it looks like it's a pretty genuine screenshot, it might just be of a roster which still has a couple characters left to unlock. But we'll leave that to the end of the show. And for now, we're going to jump straight into the Nintendo news. And the first thing we're going to talk about was the shocking Pokemon announcement, which we had some guesses last week, which turned out to be a new Japanese arcade game, which is a fighting Pokemon game being developed by Bandai Namco with members of the Tekken team and the Soul Calibur team to create this new fighting game based on the Pokemon franchise. So what was all our initial impressions for this announcement?
I figured that this has been rumored for about, like, what it seemed like the past year or so, actually a couple months, so it seems a little inevitable for that actually to this to come out, but I'm intrigued. I really am. You know, these collaborations that I think that what Nintendo needs to do to get more game releases out on a console that's, you know, where third parties are basically shunning them at the moment. So I like to see how this goes right now. I mean, unfortunately, there is no release date for this on consoles outside of Japan. It's only arcade only.
Yeah, I think it's a fairly safe bet to imagine after it's released on the arcade, there will be some kind of second-generation version which will hit consoles.
Yeah, that's how Namco usually does things. It usually is arcade first, then they release the home edition later.
Exactly, yeah, and then they get the chance to add some extra characters in to make it a bit more of a full-fledged game, and so they can release it onto the consoles then. And so I think it's a fairly safe bet that after the arcade release, we're going to see a more full-fledged version, which will be the version which comes out worldwide. And I was just quite also impressed with the visuals of this game. I know it's running on its own arcade system at the moment, so we can't really pinpoint it to say, oh, it's running off Wii U hardware or whatever hardware. But it looked quite technically impressive. And I like the look for Pokemon. They usually kind of stick to the more basic colours or cell shading. And it was really quite detailed environments. The animations were really nice. It's good to see some actual, like, Pokemon on Pokemon contact for a change, opposed to just, having them on either side of the stadium just kind of swiping at each other. it was cool just to see them like pick each other up and chuck them around and actually do, you know, blows to blows. I was really impressed with the animation.
Yeah, we're no longer... Pokemon is finally getting a fighting style where it's not relegated to a rock-paper-scissors type of match.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it was cool to see Machamp, which was one of the characters in the announcement, fighting with his four arms of his. And yes, making that look convincing. He looked like a pretty badass Pokemon, which he just looks a bit foolish normally in the games, in my opinion.
I mean, it's kind of... This will make a really good discussion as far as what Pokemon are going to be on here. Obviously, the fighting type, I mean, that's obvious will be in here, which we can list on there, but, you know, as far as popular characters, you won't be seeing, like, Pikachu or Squirtle or anything like that, or Jigglypuff. I mean, I'd find that hilarious in a Tekken game, but, I mean, if Jigglypuff gets, you know, beat to a pulp as it is in Smash Brothers, but we could see, you know... Off the top of my head, you could probably see maybe a Mewtwo, Charizard. God, what else?
I think we see the Hitmonlee and Hitmonchan.
Yeah.
We could see Scyther and Scizor, probably.
Yeah, definitely. I think majority of them will be from the fighting type of Pokemon. They have said they're not going to restrict themselves just to fighting types. But yeah, I think mostly they will be kind of the more humanoid.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're pretty limited as far as long as it's got two arms and two legs. I can't see them like Onyx being a playable character. No. That'd be bizarre.
Or Wailord, for example.
Yeah, how's that going to work?
I don't think it will. Because I know a lot of people have been looking at this, thinking it's going to have this absolutely huge, gigantic character or roster set. But I don't think that's the case. I think it's going to be very traditional fighting types. The amount of characters you normally have in fighting games, and with this being the first version of it and being an arcade release, I think we may just see like 8 characters or something, just a very, you know, very limited, strict amount of characters, and they'll grow from there. But that's just my opinion. They could surprise us and come out with a, you know, a really big selection of Pokemon to fight with.
I doubt it.
Or this becomes a free to play game.
You never know. Yeah, good thing.
Interesting. Yeah.
And I think it wouldn't be out of the realms of possibility to have this link up with a future title, whether it's a 3DS or a Wii U or whatever the system is. Because I know they've played around with that in parts before. I think one of the Pokemon arcade games in Japan does something similar. And I know back in the kind of the GameCube era, and they had this the Triforce arcade chip, you could have some sort of transferability with the F-Zero games, GX and AX, I believe.
Which, those games, to my knowledge, F-Zero AX never came here to the States, to my knowledge. Or I just never did see it.
Yeah, if it did, it was extremely rare. I'll say that. But yeah, I think it'd be cool if might be getting ahead of ourselves now, if a future game does come out of consoles, if there was some sort of compatibility between them. But then again, none of us on the podcast will likely ever take advantage of that. But it's something I could see Nintendo doing for the home base.
Is there any genre which Pokemon hasn't attempted to do?
Now, that's a very good question.
Well, we've had cooking.
Have we had cooking?
I'm fairly sure we have.
We've had puzzle games. We've had traditional RPGs.
Yeah, we've had strategy with Pokemon Conquest.
Platformer?
Good point.
No, not yet.
We've had a Pokemon Sim with Hey You Pikachu, which...
It's true.
Yes. When I got that game, yelling at Pikachu constantly to do my commands until I read in the box, this is more recommended for children under 10, like 10 and below. I'm like, that explains everything.
Yeah, they have had a quite... Diverse range to get Pokemon games, and I think they still manage to surprise us going on in the future.
We got any hope?
Yeah, so I think we'll move on now to our next piece of news, and this is kind of a two-parter. The first being for Mario Kart 8, the new BMW cars have been released. It's optional content, and so if you fancy driving some of those in your Mario Kart, you can download those for free. But in addition to this, Nintendo has revealed two brand new kind of DLC packs, both adding lots of new content into the game. The first one is going to come out in November. It's going to bring you three new characters, and there are some kind of usual suspects here. We've got Tanuki, Mario, Cat Peach, and then we have Link here from The Legend of Zelda chucked in here for good measure. So yeah, I think before we go into the other bits, I mean, there's also two new cups, which brings you an extra 8 set of courses, and that's going to cost you $7.99 when that comes out. And so yeah, before we jump into the next pack here, so what do we think about Link joining Mario Kart?
First thing, I didn't realize in these DLC packs, I mean, I wasn't paying attention much that we were getting new courses. That itself, I mean, new characters, I kind of was just like, I may buy that, but new courses, okay, I'm game. But it was Link right now? And then as we get further down into this DLC pack, and I forget it myself, I'm just going to say right now, just make it Nintendo Kart. Just do that.
Yeah. <It's, laughs> we are one step closer to becoming Smash Kart.
Yeah, no, I think we could see that for the next entry. I'm quite surprised how kind of how good Link looks in this style. I thought he would really stand out and not really sit nice next to Mario and co. But I think they've done a really good style for him.
Yeah, it's based off his Skyward Sword design, so it kind of fits in there for a little bit with that.
He's a bit more distorted, though. He's not really as humanoid proportions as he would be. If he got out of his car, he would be very... It's kind of a
do you notice...
An in-between, like, Wind Waker and Skyward Sword type stature.
Okay, aside from Waluigi, but I finally noticed Link, do you just notice he's just pretty, you know, just looks uncomfortable in one of those carts? Just like...
You see his knees coming out. No, I think that looked quite funny. So yeah, I think the best thing about these packs are going to be the courses. And I think this is awesome value for money, at least in my opinion. The fact that each pack has given you 8 new courses, which is a lot of content for a racing game.
That it is. And you did mention this was $8 over in Europe, correct?
Ooh, not yet. I don't have the pricing here, actually.
It's $12 $12 here in the States. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, let's go back here. Each pack is $7.99 in dollars. But if you buy both of them together... you get them at the discounted rate of $11.99 for both of them, which will lead me on to the second pack, which doesn't actually come out till May next year, which, like the first pack, it gives you three new characters. We get Dry Bowser, the Villager for Animal Crossing, and Isabelle from Animal Crossing. And again, you get two new cups, which is an extra 8 courses. So if you're buying both of these, you get an extra 16 courses. Which is awesome.
Yeah,
it's like absolutely huge now for Mario Kart, having all those in there.
So that would bring the total cart rate. Okay, that's 16 off those. I'm trying to think, like 4, 8, 16, 32, 48. Dang!
Yeah, it's going to be an impressive collection of courses. And what's also really cool is the courses themselves aren't being limited to the Mario Kart universe. And... We kind of take a guess that because of the characters involved, we're going to see at least one from Hyrule and one from Animal Crossing. But from the promo materials they sent out, there's these really tiny kind of screenshots, and you can kind of work out what some of the new courses are. And we've got, you know, one based off of F-Zero, which is going to be, you know, fantastic with the anti-gravity stuff in Mario Kart 8. And there's also an Excitebike one, which is pretty cool. And it should be cool to see if they do pick from any other non-Mario Kart franchises for these courses. And just for, like, which old courses they'll bring back. But yeah, this is a sizable amount of content. And I think it's very reasonably priced. And to go on top of all this, if you do get both packs even, regardless of whether it's before they come out or up to a certain date after they come out, you also get to select the Yoshi and Shy Guy in 8 different colours, and and that comes instantly available, even though these packs aren't out yet. So if you pre-order both packs, you get multiple colored Yoshis and Shy Guys.
So are those Yoshis going to take up the entirety of, like, the roster space or something, or is it just going
thankfully not. That would be hilarious. But no, when you click on the character, an extra thing pops out of, like, a color palette, and you can choose, I think it's like eight different colors of each. They kind of come around the characters, and you then choose that to confirm your selection. So yeah, I mean, if you've already applied the latest Mario Kart software update, you actually see placeholders for these characters and the cups, which is an interesting move, and I'm sure it's going to persuade a lot of extra people to kind of buy the DLC who wouldn't normally check the eShop, just because they can see the extra course options, and when they click on it to find out what this is about, it just basically asks if you want to pre-order this or if you want to buy it, depending on the time. And it's all done now through the game, which I think is a first for a Wii U game. Being able to buy DLC directly from it without having to leave and go into the eShop.
So, this is an interesting way that how Nintendo's approaching DLC. It's thankfully they're doing it the right way as opposed to what some companies and some fans have actually, argued against is on-disc DLC, which is you have the material on a disc, it's just you're essentially buying a code to unlock it. So, thankfully, Nintendo has not done this, so, I mean, they're doing it the right way. I mean, it just... hopefully this is not the last of it.
Yeah, I think it's very evident by the release dates of both these. We've got November this year and May next year. This stuff is definitely, one, not on the disc.
Yeah, and it's definitely in development.
And, yeah, two, it wasn't just being rushed out afterwards. This is just kind of the continuation development of Mario Kart. And once the stuff's ready, it's going to be available to buy. And, again, I think it's very reasonably priced. I'm not sure we're going to see much more after this, just because it stretches all the way into May. I would kind of almost hope they just start making the next one at that point, because it's going to be... these products take quite a while to come out.
Well, we probably won't be seeing the next one for another 6-7 years anyway, so...
That is true. Well, depends what they do, but yeah, it'd be a while, we would guess at least, than another Mario Kart to come out, so maybe we will see even more packs come out. I'd hope if we do get another one, we'll get a Kirby one. Because that would just make so much sense in this. And he could bring his star to ride on as a kart. It'd be kind of like that Smash reveal trailer for Rosalina. So, I think before we move on, though, kind of between, like, the different characters and, like, the different kind of courses we know about from, like, different universes, any particular thing here take your most interest?
I'm interested in both the F-Zero and Excitebike ones.
Yeah, I think the F-Zero one in particular sounds a lot of fun. I hope they go all out and just make it completely an anti-gravity level. there's no non-anti-gravity bits to it.
Yeah. That'd be crazy. But I think to me the idea of the Hyrule course, or courses, or whatever it's going to be, that'd be intriguing. Also, it'd be great if you can unlock Epona as a cart. So I think that'd be great.
Like a wooden opponent or something.
Or no, a loft wing. That would be one.
Oh yeah, that would work.
It's very bizarre what seeing Link driving a vehicle. It's just it messes with your head.
Oh, you could have the King of Red Lions as well. that would work. I did have an idea, but I've completely forgotten it now. Oh, never mind. We've got lots more news to move on to. The next thing we've got here are new systems. We've got brand new systems revealed this week. We have the new 3DS and the new 3DS XL, and they are their names.
Yeah, really catchy names.
Just new. We didn't say they are new. That's their title. New 3DS and new 3DS XL.
Yeah, which makes me think these may be the final 3DS iterations here. Because it's kind of hard to one-up yourself after new.
Super new.
Yeah,
but before we dive into this, I had the day before that they were doing a Japanese-only Direct, and my first thought was like, okay, I won't bother waking up or listening to it, like, figuring it's just going to be exclusive, because I figured if you're going to be having a Direct, it's going to be based for affect us all, but... apparently this one does.
Yeah, that was the odd thing, because we've had, like, Japanese exclusive directs before, and they're usually just kind of updates. You have, like, some new trailers for the new JRPGs, but most of those were kind of from previously announced games, And yeah, maybe you get like a new game announced, but it'd be pretty much a game which you wouldn't expect to leave Japan. But we had a lot of kind of news which seems to be worldwide relevant. I don't think that Nintendo's going to disappoint on some of these things. Especially on like the new 3DS and new 3DS XL. It's been confirmed for an October 11th release in Japan. We haven't had any sort of confirmations yet for the rest of the world, but I think it's pretty safe to imagine they're coming next year.
Yeah.
So what is new about these new 3DSs? They have the second circle pad attached to the system, which is now called the C-Stick. And it's a little nub, which is just above the A, B, and X, Y buttons. It also brings across the LZ and RZ buttons from the Circle Pad Pro. And they're kind of in the same place on the classic controller. And we also have an NFC reader built in behind the touchscreen. So you won't need an adapter anymore for the Amiibo figures. You can just place them on top of the touchscreen itself, and the system will be able to register them. It swaps out the SD card for a micro SD card, which isn't really a feature in itself, but it's a detail. But what is a feature, and this is not something I've really heard reported much, but it was in the Japanese Direct, apparently you'll be able to wirelessly transfer stuff from your PC to your 3DS. And so the way you can manage your micro SD card is by wireless LAN, and you'll be able to kind of just move your files over to it wirelessly, which seems like a very forward-thinking feature
there
for Nintendo.
There was something they mentioned, yeah. Like, for parental controls, you have to pay for...
Oh, yes.
What was that? It was...
For the browser.
The browser, yes. Unless doing it unlocked, you have to pay for, like... Not monthly, you just have to pay, like, something, like $1.50 or something like that to get it off. But, I it's really odd.
It is. I'm of two minds now. I'm not entirely sure if it is just a way to guarantee the person has a credit card and thus is actually an adult. Or maybe it's actually making them some money. I mean, obviously there's a figure involved, but I imagine a lot of that's just going to card processing and the other little bits because it's such a small amount of money. But the good news is, because it has a bit of extra power on the system, it's got a better processor, it's got more memory, it looks like it's going to be a lot better browsing experience. And it also is going to have HTML5 video compatibility. And so hopefully they're thinking, because we've actually got a decent browser here people want to use, maybe we need to actually go to an extra level of security for the browser here. Now it's so easy to access video on demand.
The only thing I really want is the iOS to be quicker.
It looks like it's going to be, which is good.
Yeah, and
that's
the one thing I'm jealous of the newer 3DS, not the XL, is that I'm not sure if this will be used probably for that out of the state, like outside the territory, but the face buttons, they're in the colors of the Famicom controller, or the Super Famicom controller.
That's right.
And I looked at that as like, you're really tempting me to buy this, aren't you?
Yeah, no, it looks really gorgeous, that system. And I think it comes in two colours, like the black version and the white version. And I think it was just the white version which has the full coloured buttons. But yeah, I mean, it's only on the non-XL version. And also something the non-XL version has is changeable faceplates, which are basically you can rip off the existing, I guess, plates that it comes with out of the box. And you can buy new ones, apparently for the equivalent of about $10. And you just snap them in place. So it's not going over your system. It is actually replacing the current case of your system. And so it's no bigger than it would be anyway. And so, yeah, it looks like a really cool design. They're coming out with about 30 of these on launch day, like a really big number. And apparently they want 50 or so of them by the end of the year. And so I think they're banking quite a lot into these... faceplates kind of really catching off and people really wanting to be able to change their appearance of their 3DSs. But yeah, this is only for the new 3DS and not the XL version, which maybe it's just a sort of confusion not having two sets of faceplates.
Maybe.
Maybe. But I think they look pretty cool.
Yeah, and I, once this was announced, I took out my 3DS XL and I just... where the C-Stick was going to be placed on there, and I kind of just messed around basically imagining it there and trying to think when I first saw the footage, like the photos of this, I was like, this looks like it could be very uncomfortable. But getting a little hint of it on there, but again, I have to be playing a title to get the gist of it. I mean, I think it's a way of just to compensate by not just moving down, you know, your ABXY buttons and see down one. So, it's, I don't know, it's a very interesting move on that part, and, you know, the thing that does worry me is, with the 3DS and 3DS XL already out, and the 2DS, and you have these two versions, which the Nintendo said they're coming out to Europe and the US in 2015, is this just going to be either adding more confusion to the people buying these, and is it just, what is it, do you believe that this is more of, like, just angering consumers?
I really think when they do launch the system, they need to change the name, because it's not particularly a great name. Do you have a 3DS? No, I've got a new 3DS. It's a little bit silly. It's, you know, call it the Super 3DS or something, you know, or, I don't know, I don't name consoles for a living, so I don't know.
Well, it's not only that, it's that they said that this additional C-stick and the RAM and the extra added shoulder buttons on there is that, well, more developers are developing titles specifically for that control scheme, so it just leaves a bunch of other, you know, random users out in the dust. And I'm just thinking, like, how are you going to say on the boxes of these game cases, or even that, to explain to everybody that, like, you can't play this, like, oh, I have a 3DS XL, I want to buy this, and, like, well, you can't, you need to use this with the added C-stick.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to see, many titles become exclusive to the new 3DS. I think it's, we obviously have a one-off here, which we'll go to shortly, but I think it's going to be these one-offs. I think Nintendo themselves, beyond this, probably won't be making games exclusive to this. They'll probably leave it open for other developers. But I can't see many people jumping on board to make exclusive games, purely because, obviously, the user base of what the 3DS is currently. Why would you ignore the current 3DS user base and go just for the people of this newer version? It doesn't make a huge amount of business sense. Again, so it might be some things restricted to the eShop, but I think it's just going to be bits here and there. The main reason why it got the extra CPU and the RAM is a nice perk, basically, to make the system run nicer, to make the downloads quicker, to just make the eShop a nicer experience, making the browser a lot better. I think it's mainly for that stuff. I don't think they really went to this to make this some sort of stopgap to run more powerful games. But it was kind of just a happy accident which came out of it.
I guess my main concern for this system is if Nintendo just goes, yeah, we're going to remove, like, backwards compatibility with the DS, which they have done before. Like, well, the Wii got its redesign. Yeah, it came the Family Edition, or the Wii Mini. And it took out GameCube support, and it was like, well, ugh, okay. Why? There's no, you know, no need.
Yeah, it also took out the internet support, which I think is even worse than it took out the Virtual Console.
Yeah, it's bizarre, but that's my main concern. I hope they keep it in there.
Yeah, I don't think they've... I think they've said it will play DS games beyond the DS games that the 3DS won't play anyway, ones that require, like, the 3DS, not the GBA slot. But yeah, I think it will play everything the other 3DSs will.
I think the main question for all of us right now is, when this comes outside of Japan, are any of us getting this? I'm tempted to.
Yeah, I'm tempted.
Yeah, I'm tempted to as well. I think this is, like, the biggest kind of iteration jump they've done. And I think, as silly as it sounds, I would like this. I think this will really help playing Monster Hunter 4 as well. Because I've resisted the urge of buying a Circle Pad Pro to slap my XL into quite some time, and I was hoping I wouldn't have to do it for 4. And I know 4 is not coming out for the Wii U, so I was tempting to buy it. But this looks like a much nicer system to play it on, and I would really also appreciate the speed bumps and just like... Yeah, just like seeing the faster eShop downloads, and hey, having the NFC reader built in there, it means you won't have to have a silly little accessory to put amiibos on. I mean, they haven't shown us what good of a reason that will be yet, but hopefully they will have some cool amiibo uses, the fact that they're committing to putting this into the actual system itself.
Well, one interesting thought I had was, what if they did this with the Wii U? What if they went, oh, we're going to make the new Wii U?
I wouldn't be too surprised. No.
The reason why they're trying more with this, I believe, is just because they're able to take that risk with the user base they already have with the 3DS.
That's yeah, true.
Particularly in Japan, where the handheld market is huge.
Mm. Yeah.
So
that's true. And also, I think what's worth noting is the actual logo for the new bit uses the same colours and icons for Amiibo, with like those lines which kind of dash out of the word.
Yeah.
And so Nintendo might think the biggest point of this system is the fact it's got that NFC reader built in. And so they can get the NFC reader into as many people's hands as possible. Because they know the 3DS is going to continue to sell. And so if they just swap out the 3DSs with these new 3DSs, they can have a kind of a pretty good guess of how many systems they're going to get out in the future. And so they know how many NFC readers they're going to be able to get out in people's hands. And so that might be the entire point in this thing. And it's just to make Amiibo as much as a success as it can be and make that its own platform. That might be the end goal here. And if so, then, I mean, I'm kind of all for Nintendo kind of showing some better uses out of that technology, and I think it would be cool to see that. But I mean, something we've not really mentioned is some of the software bits, which was announced on this Japanese Direct, but it's also coming out to the regular 3DSs, which is new downloadable themes, which will be able to customize your 3DS's home screen and just the UI in general. And so it seems like this has its own like icon in the OS, and you kind of tap on there and you'll be able to download, and by download I assume they mean buy, new themes. And not only does it kind of give you like wallpapers and such, but it changes the actual icons and, you know, just little bits of the UI, and it looks like they've done really nice. And apparently they come with customized sounds and so on. Like they've gone the full hog on these things. And you can get them for Mario and Zelda and Animal Crossing. And they've even made a bunch which match up with the customizable faceplates again for the new 3DS. What do we think about this then?
It's pretty cool.
Would any of us actually buy these? If so, how much would we be willing to spend on customizing our 3DS software?
$1? $1?
Yeah, I was going to say, not a huge amount, but yeah, it has to be like maybe £2 or £3, but yeah, it has to.
Yeah, I think I agree with Colin. Because it's not, you wouldn't be changing them up every so often, but if you saw like a special one, like if they did like a really nice Smash Bros. One or something particular.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like, I think I'd pay almost up to $5 for it. But I mean, because I would, you know, I wouldn't be buying one every month. It'd be like, yep, that's the look of my 3DS now. Unless something else really impresses me.
Yeah, it is. It's an interesting idea that they're doing this.
Yeah. It's also something I would like to see, perhaps, they move over to the Wii U.
Mm.
I think that would be cool, especially on the big screen. And so, yeah, we hinted before there was some exclusive content coming over to the new 3DS systems. And again, the more info we had on this Japanese Nintendo Direct, Xenoblade Chronicles is coming to the new 3DS and new 3DS XL exclusively. It takes advantage of the additional RAM and CPU the new systems have, and the trailer they've shown so far makes it look pretty on par with the Wii in terms of the graphics. And it looks like a very impressive feat. And I can only imagine it's just using, you know, the biggest cartridge yet on the 3DS. Because it was an absolutely huge game.
It's going to have multiple cartridges.
Did that come on two... You're swapping out the cartridge. Oh my god.
It's actually... Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, because it wasn't nothing. I think it was a dual-layered DVD as well. It wasn't just a regular DVD. So, yeah, it's an absolutely gigantic game. It took me like over 70 hours to beat it. But yeah, I mean, it looks very impressive running on the 3DS, and I'm not surprised that they didn't, or they generally couldn't get this running on the current 3DS.
Yeah.
Probably just in terms of memory, because the environments were gigantic.
That's true, yeah. That's probably what it boils down to. But, it'd be interesting, because it will make a very good handheld game.
Yeah.
Brilliant handheld game. If it comes over, great.
This was the title when they... Because when I heard, like, oh, wow, I can't wait to get this for my 3DS XL, and they announced you need the new one, I'm like, now I see what you're doing.
Don't you change your name?
Yeah, you really, really need the fat C-stick there to spin the camera around as you kind of run across the the different environments.
You're walking with a 3DS. It's like, turn. It's like, I can't. Why? And you're using the gyroscope. I can't do that.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, they've forgotten that exists now. We can't use that. So yeah, I mean, that's the only exclusive piece of content we know which is coming out. They haven't shown off how they're going to distinguish it on the box, like the fact that it only plays. I mean, maybe it could be eShop only, which would be a way to get around the whole fiasco in the first place. I don't think they've technically confirmed it's coming out for retail. I'm just guessing here. But that could be. It could be a nice solution for them. But, I don't have a... There's no segue for this one.
No.
On some Smash Bros. Related news, though.
That Smash Bros. News.
Oh, no, I jumped. I went back and up and up. If I went through the correct order, there would have been a great segue. But...
Missed opportunity.
Actually, if Holly could edit this, and there'd still be one. It'd be perfect. And so, yeah.
No, it's good. It's good. You're keeping the suspense up.
It's going to be seamless. So to go alongside this Xenoblade Chronicles news, we found out Shulk is joining the Smash in Wii U and 3DS. And...
complete with his British accent.
Exactly, yeah. It doesn't look like they've changed the voice acting, which is good to know.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you've been following the leaks, you may not have been completely surprised about the Shulk reveal, but we did get a brand new reveal video, which was very impressive. I think maybe even running in the new Xenoblade Chronicles X engine for the first part. Because it definitely didn't look like Smash graphics.
Did we notice as well, I mean, a couple sites picked up on this in the 3DS reveal trailer, it apparently accidentally revealed Ganondorf on there.
Oh, yeah.
It did. It accidentally, you could see, because when you have when your character's almost off-screen, basically knocked off stage, if you just pause at the right moment, or like there's one section where it just shows a little circle where it shows where your character is, and in that circle, it appears to be Ganondorf.
So yeah, we technically got two reveals on that day. So yeah, both Shulk and Ganondorf are coming to Smash Bros.
He's even, he's probably even slower.
Maybe. We don't have the official details yet. But from the smallest image we had, it looked like he was from his kind of old style, as it were. Like he wasn't like a redesigned character. But yeah, in terms of Shulk, he can change his Monado art mid-game, which changes up his stats, which will boost one stat and drop another down, which makes him a very interesting character. And I can see a lot of people kind of trying to main Shulk, because I imagine if you can mix his arts at the right times in a match, he could potentially have, like, the most balanced stats if you're able to switch them on the fly intelligently, as it were.
Yeah, the one thing I've noticed with the new Smash Bros., there's a heck of a lot of sword characters.
Yeah, that, there's a lot. And there's not a lot of beam use characters, but then again, that's me. That's me for my love of Samus, so... But, yeah, there are quite a lot of... But keep going. I'm going to count how many sword characters there are right now.
Cool. While you count your sword characters, I'll have to make a point here that Shulk is now officially the proud owner of the skimpiest outfit in Smash Bros.
Oh, that!
So he out-thrones Zero Suit.
Nice way to scar Holly for life on Twitter when you posted basically the full page photo of just Shulk in nothing more than a Speedo.
Yeah.
I think you find it's armor.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Oh, I counted, yeah, there's, I believe, 7 or 8 characters right now with swords.
Yeah, they could almost have their own mode at this point, just sword users. So yeah, I mean, In addition to the Smash Bros. News, segue. Nintendo has now given us a reason to buy both versions, which is if you do pick up the 3DS and the Wii U version and register them both on the Club Nintendo, Nintendo will send your way the physical Smash Bros. Music collection, as it were. So it's a music soundtrack, and I think it spans across 2 CDs?
Yes.
And they've got a red disc and a blue disc to symbolize, I guess, the both versions of the game, 3DS and Wii U.
Actually, no, it's just Pokemon Red and Blue music. They're trying to cheat everybody into it.
Yeah, they got that too. Yeah, double-sided discs. And I don't know how big the track list is going to be on these things, but, I mean, Smash Bros. Music is usually pretty top-notch, and it looks like it's a nicely done nicely done case as it was here. The discs look good. So it should be a nice, you know, collector's item. Do we think this is going to sway many people to pick up both the one in the first place?
I will say, I called this. I called it a soundtrack would be released coincide with one of these, so I called it, so.
It's just a nice bonus, I think.
That's true.
People are like, oh, you know.
I thought at first this is like, when they were posting about this, like, when after the initial, like, you know, news from the director, like, well, the Super Smash Bros. CD is going to be available on Club Nintendo, and I was at work, I'm like, do I have enough coins? Thinking this is going to sell out, but no, it's like, you get it when you buy both these versions, I'm like, okay.
That's right.
Yeah, I think it might push some people over the edge, but it is also just kind of a nice reward to, like, the most loyal of fans. Because it was kind of something Nintendo was saying a little while back, that they want to, you know, give rewards to the kind of their most enthusiastic buyers, I guess. And it just kind of keeps them in this nice loyalty cycle where, you know, you keep customers happy, they will keep supporting you. So yeah, no, it's cool to see Nintendo do these continued promotions. And we have some more Amiibo news. We now have the confirmed first generation confirmed. The first lineup confirmed. So we're gonna have
Nintendo, the next generation.
Next generation.
So we've got a dozen figures confirmed for launch, which will be Mario, Peach, Link, Samus, Yoshi, Donkey Kong, Pikachu, Kirby, Fox, Marth, Villager, and the Wii Fit Trainer.
And a partridge and a pear tree.
Yeah. We've only got American prices so far, which is going to be $12.99. And they're already available to pre-order on Amazon.
Such a steal. I was shocked by this price. I thought these would be at least like 18 or close to 20 each, because then again, what are Skylander and Disney Infinity things cost at? Like 15?
I think they range between like 10 and 15.
Depending on the size of the character, yeah.
I think the Skylanders are the cheaper ones, and the Disney Infinity are the 15 ones.
So it's safe to say that my house is going to be filled with quite a lot of plastic soon.
Yeah, and it looks like also these are going to be the same quality as the ones they've been showing off at E3 and different media events.
Imagine if they gave it to you, whatever, and they're just blank states. They come with it. It's like, what's the deal with this? Oh, you have to paint them yourselves.
Yeah, that's one way to save costs, isn't it? So yeah, I mean, they're actually doing pretty well in Amazon currently. If you go to Amazon and then check out, what's it, like Top Game items. I think out of like the top 20 things, there's like 8 of them amiibos.
was Samus at least on the top?
I'm not sure. Which top. I think Link's the top selling amiibo currently.
Hmm.
I'm not sure what I would pick first. But yeah, I'm eagerly awaiting European prices for these things.
I think it's safe to spicy maybe 3DS or even the Wii U version. Who knows? Because we know we may get a bundle deal with the game and the GameCube controller adapter. I mean, yeah. It's safe to say that we probably may get an amiibo deal or whatever, like, bundle soon.
Yeah, no, I think, wouldn't be surprised.
I think I'm in the minority here. I couldn't really care about his amiibo figures. They don't interest me whatsoever.
So. That's true. I think there's some more compelling uses to come. And it'll also be interesting to see, I think, how they work kind of cross-game. Like, how well do these, like, Smash Bros. Amiibos work with, I mean, the other games they've said will, you know, work with amiibos? Wherever there'll be, like, extra lines of figures which we'll need for them, or, how that works. Because in theory, these could be as far as, like, these, like, NFC toys used for games. If you can buy one and it works across 5 different games, and you get, like, cool uses out of each, that's quite compelling. So it's really depending on what type of users Nintendo can come up with and how they let you use like each particular figure for that and what benefits they give you. And that pretty much covers all our Nintendo news for this evening. We'll move on now to our Smash Bros. Leak segment. So I warn you here, there will be spoilers ahead. If you have not heard of these leaks, I probably urge you to leave the podcast at this point, because the rumours and the leaks which have come out are almost confirmed at this point. They are pretty safe bets, and some of them kind of are being cross-validated since the Shulk announcement. And so as spoilers go, these are pretty much the real deal. So yeah, if you've not heard of them, probably best to hang up here. However,
I will say though.
Ooh, okay.
what was it? We're not getting Mock Rider is not part of this. I'm sorry.
Potentially, it's hard to say. So was it the Monday this all this stuff came out?
It was Monday when this was picked up by all the media outlets, but I had seen this in the middle of the last week from NeoJaff and read through the entire first post of the thread, and it went into the detail, thinking like, you know, if this isn't a legit fake, it's a really good fake, but I had not seen the videos of it. All I just saw was imagery, so. But these, what to say? shall we begin?
Yeah, we might as well. Okay, so, according to these leaks, confirmed characters are, one of them, which was already announced this week, we have Shulk. We have the Duck Hunt dog.
The surprise, yes. Because, you know, Sakurai had mentioned that he wanted another retro revival character. I mean, I do believe he said something about that in the past, but...
I'm already loving Duck Hunt dog.
And apparently from the uploader, he said that you have the duck... It's not just the dog, he throws the ducks.
Yeah, true. It's all of them combined, isn't it? It's just the essence of the game as a character. we'll move on. We also have Bowser Jr., in his clown car / copter, from Super Mario World. Ganondorf returning, Mr. Game & Watch returning, Rob returning, Falco returning, Jigglypuff returning, and Dr. Mario returning.
You forgot one. You forgot Dark Pit.
Did I?
Yeah, it was back to Duck Hunt Dog. You were so excited. We're just like, sorry,
oh,
we're skipping.
Oh, yeah,
we're skipping.
And Dark Pit, yeah.
But,
Which means I was wrong with my, my prediction that he would be the stage hazard for the Kid Icarus level.
So, out of all these, the ones that I will say that I'm glad are returning are, not returning, but they're on this, are, you know, Duck Hunt Dog. Well, we already know, Shulk doesn't matter because it's already been announced, and I figured that'd be okay. Duck Hunt Dog, Bowser Jr., and I just figured Jigglypuff because, you know, the character's been in there in all three iterations of the game, so.
Yeah, it's good to see Jigglypuff survive.
Yeah, but it's when you get down to Falco, Dr. Mario, and Ganondorf, and Dark Pit, where you realize, I thought we, even though in the beginning of the development, that Sakurai had mentioned that he did not want to increase the roster or something like, it was something about like how he did not want, feel like just putting more characters in, and being overpopulated with clone characters. Now we have this.
See, Dr. Mario would have been great as like an alternate costume for the standard Mario. That would have been perfect. I don't see how different Dr. Mario can be. Because in Melee, he wasn't different at all.
Yeah, it was just a clone. It was just a palette swap. That's all it was.
Yeah. He chucked pills instead of fireballs, and it was like, wow.
Yeah, it's not a big difference. And especially now the characters have got customizable moves, you would think there's even more leeway to do these kind of clones as old characters, you know, and maybe give like a hint to their move as one of the optional moves. But no, it seems that they're bringing these back as kind of clone characters, which is a mixed bag, in my opinion, really. I mean, I don't think those, you know, slots have been wasted, as in, I don't think those slots would be taken up by, you know, brand new, unique characters, just because of the amount of time it takes to make a clone, have a character slot to how long it takes to develop a new character.
Yeah.
So I think it was pretty much a matter of if they were alt characters, or did they have their own slots, or... Yeah, I don't think they would have been replaced by, say, a Bowser Jr. or a Shulk or one of the new characters we've had, you know, Wii Fit Trainer as such, just because those new characters just take up a lot of amount of time to create and put in the game. But yeah, I mean, it does seem a bit peculiar still.
Yeah, I think the fact that we have the original moveset characters, it's basically, you know, we have right now looking at the roster, if these are all true, well, given the Shulk reveal, I think it's safe to say it's...
Yeah, and the icon matched up for Shulk as well, so that I think might be pretty much confirms the rest.
Before the Shulk reveal, though, they had showed, you know, the character select screen for Shulk's, like, profile, but they had mentioned that if this is a fake and they matched it up with Little Max, figuring that this was just a character swap, whatever, well, not a character swap, but just they designed it around that, what the guy who faked it. But speaking of the person who leaked this, apparently this was from somebody from Nintendo of America who was leaking this. Well, they were sending it off, like, recording it and sending it off to the ESRB to be rated. And I believe those Nintendo ninjas are already fired him. I mean, that hasn't been confirmed yet. It's just a rumor. But yeah. You got a feel for Sakurai, though, right now, this being leaked.
Yeah, no, especially so close to the launch of the 3DS game as well. I mean, he's obviously got these really high production videos all lined up.
Yeah.
And they must have spent a lot of effort and resources or, you know, just money as well on those things. So it's a shame, yeah, just kind of have the wind taken out of him with these reveals.
I mean, this is not precedent or whatever. I mean, we did see before Brawl there was the character leak, whatever, before that game release. That's how I found out Rob the Robot was in that. And it's well, even with the Shulk reveal, this past week, do you think we'll get one more character trailer reveal, or do you think, because that's it, because the Japanese release is coming up in about 2-3 weeks from now?
I'm thinking Duck Hunt Dog will have its own video reveal before the game comes out. Not sure about Dark Pit.
They might do a Nintendo Direct just for Smash Bros.
Yeah.
Just before it comes out. These are the new characters.
Then I reckon Bowser Jr. will have one as well. I reckon just kind of the way they've done the whole promotion and hype for Smash Bros. With the videos to announce new characters. I think they're pretty much announcing all the characters before the game comes out. At least that was their plan.
Yeah, I think that's the gist of it, whatever. I mean, as far as how to get them, yeah, they're not going to announce that. But this, unfortunately, and after finding out Shulk was revealed and looking back the list, knowing and matching up the profiles of the character select screen, I'm like, okay, this looks exactly what it was from the leak. This, unfortunately, kills any hope for the Ridley and Smash campaign.
So I guess Ridley really is a boss then.
I am so upset right now. I mean...
Oh, there's always next time, Harrison.
There is, but I think there always is next time. It's just... Here's my jar of tears for you, knowing that I want another Metroid game and just... One of the more iconic bosses in Nintendo's history. I don't care how he's too big. You can do it.
Sakurai can always direct Ridley's Adventures. It's okay.
But no, we do have missing characters on this, though. Or what I do believe, well, I noticed there's two missing characters on here that you listed. Oh, wait, you forgot to mention a character on here that was on the list. It was Ness. Ness is returning. To clarify, right. Ness, apparently from the leak, he's returning, so...
Of course, yes.
Yes, but the missing characters that you listed, well, from this leak, though, are... We're going through basically the entirety of the Smash Brothers, Ice Climbers, Wolf O'Donnell, sorry, Star Wolf, if everybody's not seeing that, Mewtwo, Pichu, Snake, and Lucas. But from the leaker, Ice Climbers, Wolf, Snake... Of all characters, which I figured they would not be returning, and then Lucas, yeah. They were going to, the leaker from one of these few leaks said that they'd be available as DLC, with another new character, which is Chorusman from Rhythm Heaven.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not sure what to think about the kind of DLC plans yet.
This roster
it does seem strange to add characters to a fighting game afterwards, and not that I'm against it by any means, but...
No, but they could easily do it. It's it's not a problem.
They can't.
Well, I don't know. It's tricky about balancing and all that stuff.
Does anybody realize how big this roster is? It's
it's a little oversized for me. I could have done with fewer characters and a tighter, group of characters.
The icons do look pretty small on the 3DS screens.
Oh yeah, I think yeah. It's like, well, they're getting big. We gotta take the names off.
Yep.
But this makes me think. If it's big this round, they've all increased in each one. Imagine what it's going to be like in 6 or 7 years now when we get the next iteration of this. Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. Oh, no. I'm listing another character that was listed on here. Wario is also returning.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, based on the leak. So, this is a leak of proportions that basically just getting everybody talking where I'm like, I want this game now. If Duck Hunt Dog is true.
Yeah, no, I... Also, we haven't really mentioned him much, but I think Bowser Jr. as a character could be pretty cool because of the, you know, the clown car.
He only stays in that, right?
That's what it looked like, and he was one of the characters which was in those kind of short videos which were leaked as well. And so, yeah, he stays in the clown car, and all his moves have got to do with, you know, attacks coming from, you know, the clown car, or how he uses it as such. So he moves nothing like Bowser, as it were. He looks, in terms of how he is as a fighter, he is his completely own character. He's not like a clone of any sorts of Bowser. And yeah, he looks pretty original in terms of fighting styles. And that's what I like to see. And yes. we've not seen any video yet of the Duck Hunt Dog. I'm having real trouble saying this name. The Duck Hunt Dog. But from, you know, just the type of character he is, a dog, I imagine he will be a pretty original fighting style as well. And so, yeah, I guess, assuming these are going to be like, you know, the final character reveals, I know Harrison's always already mentioned, you know, the disappointment that Ridley is not on this list. But do we have any characters we're kind of a bit bummed out this year that, you know, oh, they've not actually made the cut this time?
Yeah, not really. I mean, because there's so many new characters that are going to be, like, fun to toy around with. But,
any franchises you think still haven't been represented?
Ooh.
I still want Castlevania to be in Smash Bros., but maybe next time.
I really, really wish that Golden Sun was at least represented with one character. Mm. That, and I understand that with the inclusion of Lucario, that Mewtwo just seems useless to put in there, but you could still make a easy moveset, like a different moveset as opposed to them, even though they use one psychic, one uses aura energy, but it's...
Hey, we've got Dr. Mario in here, so, you know, the gloves are off.
The gloves are indeed off, but I can deal without Pichu. I mean, it's just, even though I did enjoy the alternate character outfit with the goggles, I always played with that a lot when I had that, but but no, a Golden Sun, obviously Ridley, another, well, even any Metroid character, I would have taken a Space Pirate or a Zebesian, anything. Waluigi's assist trophy, I forgot. I thought maybe we could have seen Proto Man.
Yeah, that would have been pretty cool.
That would be good.
One franchise which I think should have had a character by now, even though it's not really a character-based game, is the Advance Wars series. Obviously, there's a lot of Fire Emblem representation here, but I mean, I think it would be cool to see one of the characters from Advance Wars, just because I think they would be a quirky original character and not just another sword wielder.
Well, the trouble with that is like, who do you pick?
That's true. I guess maybe Andy, who's kind of like the main in the first two.
In the first two, yeah.
But then again, you could have like a Pokemon trainer type thing where they switch between the main three or something like maybe. That. Or just have them all in the tank, something like that, you know. That would be pretty cool. But hopefully next time after, you know, the flood of high quality Advance Wars games have come out on the Wii U and the 3DS and the systems in between, that gives them much more of a reason to put some Advance Wars representation in there. Okay, so I think before we end this up, which of the characters here we kind of most excited have made it? Or, you know, maybe not ones we were expecting, but which ones are we most excited to play as?
Duck Hunt Dog. Is there any question?
I think it's going to be the same for me. Although, it sounds like Colin is going to have a different answer.
Duck Hunt Dog. What's that about? Shulk. Really?
Oh, I mean, he does it good.
He's another sword fighter character, yeah, but could be interesting.
He does have his own twist. With all the different arts, I think that's going to be very cool. Like, having one art which helps you build up extra damage, and another art which helps you actually smash people out of the arena. One for making you jump higher, one for like, to stop you getting hit as far out. Oh, yeah, if you use that well, that's going to be... really crazy.
It's going to be a lot of fun just learning the ins and outs of, you know, the mechanics.
Yeah, and it's cool. Yeah. It's cool that it seems like a lot of characters have their own kind of little systems in play now, so there's a lot more involved. I mean, it's going to be hopefully you know, as easy to just kind of jump in as play and play with all the different characters as it ever has been. But it looks like there's a lot more to master now if you want to get into that side of the game, which is awesome. And I think I'm still holding out hope for Dark Pit. I mean, I'm hoping he has a cool twist on the character. It can't just surely be just a Pit with a different skin. I'm really hoping they've got a cool system again to go with the character and to make him feel quite different despite maybe having similar moves.
But you think he'd have something different. Oh, it's completely pointless. It's just having the same character in two different slots.
Exactly.
What a waste of time.
So yeah. Maybe they kind of go for the kind of the weapon aspect, which Uprising did, and maybe he has similar moves but they use the different weapons, and maybe they're customized a different way or something. Anyway, I'm holding out hope that he's gonna be his own unique character, and if so, I'll be looking forward to play as him. So yeah, I think that's gonna wrap our Smash Bros. Discussion up. And of course with that the show itself. As always, you can send your listener comments and questions to us at contact@infendo.com. Of course, if you're in your browser, just scroll down to the comments box below and enter your comments into there. And with that, this has been Infendo Radio. Thank you very much for listening.
Later, everybody.
Goodbye.
Catch you next time.